Hello.
Hello, my name is Secret. Returning your call from customer support. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
It's 13090. What is the name of this company?
We're a third-party call center that handles customer support for a variety of online vendors. And may I have the first and last name, please?
I'm calling because my wife had a charge on a credit card with this phone number on it, and she has no idea what it is.
Hey, may I have the first and last name, please?
Hang on, let's talk to her.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. May I have the first
Hello?
And last name, please?
Hold on a second.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. May I have the first and last name?
Robin Buddha.
Thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
4163 Sandbar Lane, Liverpool, New York, 13090.
Thank you. Just bear with me one moment while the page is still loading. I'm still here, ma'am. Just bear with me one more moment. Okay. So I see that you did you entered the sweepstakes for a Keurig on December 18th, paying $5.74. How may I help you?
I didn't purchase a Keurig.
Did a survey.
No, I did not. I did a survey for Kohl's, and they after the survey they said I would get a free gift, which was iPods or something for the ears. And I had to pay the shipping for that. I did not purchase the Keurig.
No, ma'am, you entered a sweepstakes for a Keurig.
But I didn't want the Keurig. I did not purchase the Keurig. I only did the survey. I did not say I wanted the Keurig.
I want the charges off. Okay, so what I could do with you agreeing to our terms and conditions is a 35% refund, and this will also cancel the account to prevent.
No, I want the whole thing off. I did not purchase that. That's not what it said. It said I would get $100 points from Kohl's, and that I had to complete the survey, and that I would get a free gift. And I got the iPod, those ear pods. I did not purchase a Keurig.
Anyway, you didn't get the iPod, the ear pods. You entered the sweepstakes for
the
Keurig. Okay. Well, this account, you didn't place an order with ear pods from us.
Well, that
this
was
is where you did a
guess.
Survey for the Keurig on December 18th, paid $5.74. Now, the best I could do with you agreeing to the terms is a 50% refund, and you should see that back into the account within 3 to 5 business days.
No, I want my 100% back. I did not. No, this is false advertising. You said I was going to complete the survey to get 100 points of Kohl's cash, and then it said I could get the free gift for something iPod. I got.
Hello. C- customer, are you there? Customer, if you can hear me, I cannot hear you.
Hello?
Hey, come
on. Yes, ma'am. Could you repeat that? You went out.
Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, I want my full refund. I did not purchase a Keurig. This is false advertising. You said, do I want to...
Just reverse the charges. You don't have to argue if you don't get the Keurig. We didn't get the Keurig. We don't want the money taken back off our account.
I want the $67.32 refunded to my account. I did not purchase a Keurig.
Hey, no, I do apologize. The best that we could do with you agreeing to the terms is a 50% refund.
No,
I want the $67.32. This is false advertising.
Don't have to keep repeating. Just want your money.
Well, it was stated in the terms and conditions, ma'am. And with you agreeing to the terms and conditions, a 50% refund is the best that we can do.
No, I'm going to have my bank. I'm going to get my bank involved.
Well, that won't be necessary because they will just contact us, and then we're going to send them the terms and conditions that you did agree to, and they will only issue you a credit pending the investigation. Then once they see the charge is valid, we will receive that money back.
Okay, then I'm going to return the Keurig.
You didn't get a Keurig.
I didn't get a Keurig.
No,
I'm
ma'am, you entered a sweepstakes to win the Keurig. You did not receive it. Now, just bear with me one moment while I speak with my supervisor to see if there's something else I could do.
Pete. Pete, what are you doing?
I'm still here. Just bear with me one more moment.
Pete, you're going to have to get on the phone because I can't argue with these people. They're saying she's talking to her supervisor to see if she can get what she can do.
How can you get yourself into that when you know all those fucking scams are all fucking like that? You agree to their terms, they're going to fucking charge you. Nothing to do with fucking polls. That's all they do is how they get you because they think you're a rich person or a reputable company.
Okay, so my supervisor did get back with me, and she stated that as this one-time courtesy, I can issue you the full refund. You should see it back into the account within 3 to 5 business days, and just let me know when you're ready for the cancellation number.
Okay, thank you very much. What do you need anything else from us?
Let me know when you're ready for the cancellation number.
Right now. Hold on a second.
Okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
C as in Charlie. 2634.
2634.
79. 642.
642.
When's my account going
to
be?
3 to 5 days.
Is there anything else I could do for you?
Okay, so they're going to reverse the charges and put the money back into her account?
Correct.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling the customer support. You have a great day.
You too.
I still got $60 in my account.
How did you get sucked in there?
I don't know. I'll never do it again.